Anyone have an extra potato?
Yeah.
Okay.
Potatoes. Give me that. All of the
recording stopped.
Okay.
Thank you.
Recording in progress.
Okay, everybody, say we're ready.
Let's move.
Remind me to talk about the scheduling sure. problem before we leave.
Okay. We're up to some Shinai and Gimel, which continues. We're going to start by continuing some of the halachos of Tumas Kohanim. Maybe our Kohen will come. Shinai and Gimel. Kishem sha Kohen Muzer Shalola Tamos, Kach Muzharim Hagedolim Al Haketanim. Okay, there's a lot of lumdas about this. The mainstream understanding here is that. Because we learn, Emor, Elokvanim v'nei Aron v'yamar talihem. Why does it have to say Emor v'yamarta? Lahazer gedolim alaktanim. That, even though you have a five-year-old Kohen, he's pater from mitzvos, but the gedolim are muzharim, have an isur d'oraisa, that they're not allowed to be metame the, a young Kohen. So, for example, if I take a baby Kohen in a stroller, into a funeral home or into a cemetery, then I have done an Isser. And the Rambam adds, etc. He says, this special din, we know there are two different levels of din when it comes to Ketanim. One is the Isser called Lahachal Biyadayim, Safinim Biyadayim, to actually physically give the Isser or bring the Isser to the Katan. That's generally an Isser d'oraisa, in perhaps in all cases, certainly in Tumas Kohanim. It's an Isser d'oraisa for me to bring the Kohen, the baby Kohen, or the 12-year-old Kohen, or whatever it is, into the funeral. However, if he goes by himself, do I have to tell him to leave? That's just an Ein of Chinuch. That's not an Isser d'oraisa. That's the din of chinuch. That yeah, you have to teach kids to do mitzvos and to refrain from aviros. And why do you say look in Simon Shin Mem Gimel? Because in Simon Shin Mem Gimel, there is a big machlokas about it. If you look in the Shach Sifat Aleph, he says, of course, the father has to be mechanech the kid when the kid is. When the kid is higil chinuch, the question is, what about everyone else? What we call bezdin, which just means klal yisrael. Do I have to be mechanech other people's kids or not? That's a machlokas in Simon Shimon Gimel and Orachayim, which is the Simon of Ketanim on Shabbos. The Mishnah Brewer there, if you look, and the Mishnah Brewer, it's Mishnah and Gimel, Sifkatan, Zion, he says in Isurim Doraisa we should be Machmir, and therefore, like for Doraisa, we should be Machmir, that everyone should try to be Mechanic Tanim, and therefore, Halacha L'maisa, bottom line, you can't physically bring, that's an Isur Doraisa, to bring a little Katan into a funeral or a cemetery. If you're talking about the Katan does it on his own, and the only question is, do you have to educate him to stop? The father definitely has to. Everyone else is a machlokes that the Ramah is referring to here, and the Shach refers to, and Lamais Meshubur, there is Machmir. So we should all try to be Mechanech Tanim, and it's not only Tumas Kohanim, it's everything. Beis. Oh, before we get to Beis, there is a fascinating Pesachei Tshuva here. Based on the lush.
Quick question on that?
Yeah.
Does the Tanas and Sifkat and Aleph imply that only Kohanim are Muzar on being Metamek Tanim?
Ah, so it's a Pirish HaKohanim HaGedolim, meaning adult. Kohanim, he starts with. Uvatur, Kosav, etc. But then look what the Taz continues says. Shema Minesh al Bezin Yisgam Ganaz Horish Lulatamos Biyodayim. So he's very clear that it's not just emor v'amarta that a kohen bar mitzvah, but that an adult kohen is also deraisa to matame a young kohen. Even Bezdin, meaning even Klal Yisrael, even you and I are also deraisa to be matame a young kohen. So that applies to everyone. Okay, the Pisrei Tshuva is very fascinating, very lumdish Pisrei Tshuva. Here the Rambam has a famous line in the Rambam. It goes something along the lines of this. Kama chamura mitzvah avelus. How chomer is the mitzvah avelus? You know how chomer the Rambam says the mitzvah avelus is? That the lav of Tumas Kohen is nidcha kadeshius asik yisav al meso. Avelus is doche the lav of Tumas Kohenim. That's what the Rambam says. Avelus is doche the lav of Tumas Kohenim. Okay, when we get back to avelus doraisa, we'll come back to some implication of that line. But the simple implication, variyadav diyukim, the shot of that line is whenever something is mutter in certain circumstances, what chakira do you have to ask? Is it hutra or dechuya? Right? Is it that it's really usher but it's pushed off by something else, or is that just it doesn't apply here at all? How about Tumas Kohen for krovim? Is it hutra? The Torah said a kohen can't be nitma for strangers, but it's totally mutter to be nitma for krovim. Or is it dechuya? No, really, there's an isra kohen to be nitma, but the mitzvah of avilus for krovim pushes off the isser. Says the Shava Kohen, he has a great nafkamina. What about a Kohen Katan? A Kohen Katan is for sure not Chayv and Avelus. We saw Katanim aren't Chayv and Avelus. So there's nothing to push off the Isser for him. So what if you have a 3-year-old Kohen and Lo Aleinu, his father dies? He doesn't have a mitzvah of Avelus. So nothing pushes off Tumas Kohenim. Now, he is not a bar mitzvah anyway, but can I bring him into the funeral? If we say hutra, of course I can bring him into the funeral. This is not the kind of Tumas Kohen in the Torah assert. It's hutra. If it's hutra for an adult, it's hutra for a kid. But we say dechuya, then for an adult it's dechuya because he is a mitzvah of avelus. For a kid, there's no mitzvah to be docha, so maybe a kid could paradoxically be more chomer than an adult because the lav applies to me having him do the lav, but the assay doesn't apply, so there's no assay to be docha the lav. And even though that sounds like a big chiddush practically, conceptually certainly possible, it says here, the tshuva of Shava Koench in his topic, according to the Rambam, Bikatan may be crazy thing. If a Kohen dies, his brothers can go to the funeral, and his father can go to the funeral, and his adult kids can go to the funeral, but I can't... And his 12-year-old son can walk into the funeral. Because mitzad chinuch is practicing when he becomes our mitzvah, and when he becomes our mitzvah, it'll be nitcha. But I can't bring his baby kid in a carriage to the funeral, because then I'm being tummy him be a dime, and he is not saying nidoche. And taka, the Meshavah Kohen, leaves it at Tzarech Ion, and it is not so poshut. What the psak is, fascinatingly, the Gesher Achayim paskins l'chumra. The Gesher Achayim paskins l'chumra. He says if he comes by himself, tenach. But that's only the din of chinuch. But the din d'oraisa l'hazri g'dolam k'tanim, I shouldn't bring him into the funeral because maybe it's only d'chuya, and he's machna that way. And okay, there's two tzadim. But l'chumra, if someone asked me, someone asked me about the kids of a Kohen who dies, the sons of a Kohen who dies, I would say, don't bring them Biyadayim into the funeral. If they want to walk, they can walk, but don't bring them Biyadayim, because of this Veshava Kohen. We'll see another Nafkin of Hutra Duchuya soon, and there's many others if you want to be Ma'ayin and things that are not so Pasha V'lachal Maisa. But let's continue base. Afilu Baal Mum Muzrim Litame V'chol of Kohenes Mutarim Litame. Yeah?
Sorry, when you say bring them into the funeral, you mean like once they go into the base of the Kavaros, you like pick them up and walk in, what does that mean?
That's interesting. What about moving them from one part of the Beis HaKvaros to another part of the Beis HaKvaros? No, Luchar, that would also be Yasser, because you're taking them off of one grave, and then they're in between, and then you bring them onto another grave. Meaning, if they're already in the room, and you wheel them from one side of the room to the other, that's all one big, Luchar, you're not doing anything. But in the cemetery, you're always going over a new grave. So, if here we say, Tomas, Kohen, Lekrovim, do we say dechuya, or do we say hutra? Do we say dechuya or hutra? And this is a Mefurish Rambam. So a Nafkamina could be, what about a Letame? No, don't worry. Kohen Katam, I'm fine. Letame Kohen Katam Biyadayim Likrovo. If it's the Chuya, then it should be Aser. Because there's an Issa directs between Tommy him, and there's nothing to matter it. If it's Hutra, it's just Hutra. It's a totally mutter thing that you're making this little coin to. Okay, getting back to baseball. A balmo, a few balmom, most are merely Tame, a balchalkan as much. A balmom in general, I mean, this matches sort of other kingdom. A balmom can't do a voda, but what can a balmom do that a chalo can't?
Eat truma.
Not only truma, but eat.
All the others.
Eat kachim, right? Meaning, a cholo can do everything but avoda. Okay, the what's called avoda. Okay, a cholo can eat kachim, a balmum can eat kachim and truma. Therefore, he has kedushas kahuna. He just has an issur to do certain things, and since he has kedushas kahuna, he has the total issur to rice to be nitma. As opposed to a cholo, he lost his kedushas kahuna. Cholo meaning someone whose father the kohen married a grusha and had a baby. He's the chalal. He lost his kahuna. He gets shlishi in shul. Balmum gets the first ali in shul. The chalal gets shlishi in shul. And a kohenes, because it's only b'nei Aaron. Now, b'nos Aaron are totally mutter. Not such a chiddush. The Shach points out that you have to be a little careful. Lechol maisa. Sometimes someone might be a chalal drabanan. If they're a chalal drabanan, then they have all the chumras of a chalal. But they still have a lot to go to a cemetery because midoraisa they're coming. Gibel kol meisam or parsha kol mitamei lehem mitzvah sheitamei lehem v'yom lo ratzim mitamei shobal karcho echad ish ve'echad ha isha. Right, this actually story in Pesachim. There was Yossi a kohen who didn't want. It was Erev Pesach. He didn't want to be tamei for everything. Didn't want to go to his wife's funeral, and they forced him. Meaning, it's not just a heter. It's a chiyuv for the Kohen to be metame to his relative, whether he likes it or not. And this applies even to a woman. We're not exactly sure how far. Meaning, it's not only the Kohen. It's even a Kohenis. This is Lafuke from the Rambam. There's a wild Rambam who says a Kohen has to be nitma to his relative. A Kohenis, or a Yisrael, doesn't. Sounds a little weird. A Kohen who's who's overriding Yisrael right, so it has to be Nitma to his relative. A Kohenes or Yisrael doesn't. Why? So the Rav explained that, no, the reason the Kohen has to be Nitma to his relative is Davka that part of the Avelos is to Mechal his Kedushas Kahuna, to show that this Avelos is more important than his Kedushas Kahuna. But if Yisrael, he's not showing the Avelos is more important than anything because he can do a Tami whenever he wants. So therefore, it's not a chiyuv; it's just optional. The Maisa, we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass it if a Kohen has to be nitma to his relative. Kolskin, Kohenes, or Yisrael has to be nitma to the relative. There's a bit of a debate. It says Kohenes, but it said Echle Ish Echle Isha. And the Shach says Shahaisa Kohenes Mitzvah Lali Tamos a Kohenes. There's some Kohenim who want to say maybe the Shach means only a Kohen or Kohenes. Kohenes has to be never a relative, but Yisrael or Yisraelis doesn't. But that's not how we paskin. We paskin, like the Bach says here, and like the Shagazari paskins, and all the Achronim, that everyone, Kohen, Kohenes, Yisrael, Yisraelis, everyone has a mitzvah. They have to be metame to their relative. They can't say, I don't want to be tame. I mean, nowadays, you know, until we have the Beis HaMikdash, the Yisrael don't care. But I can't say, no, it's not convenient for me to be Tamei. I'll go to the funeral, but I'll stand, like, outside, etc. No, you have to be up close and be with Tamei to your relative.
Like a Kohen who's died in Eretz Yisrael, and his brother's in America, and he really, mom doesn't have a lot of money. Is it mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael and become Tamei?
No. It means if it's practical.
Where do we get that from?
What?
Where
did
we get that from?
Misvara. Dalit. Okay. Eilam Kohen Shem Metamei Lehem. Who are the Krovim? How many Krovim are there that a Kohen is Metamei to?
Seven
Krovim. How many of them are written in the Chumash explicitly?
Six.
Who's not?
The wife.
Who's not exactly the wife? We learn the wife for Reboy Kiyim Lish'eiro HaKarvei Lav. She'eiro is the wife. She'eiro Ksusav HaNasa. Okay, there's a lot of interesting lumbus about this. Why would the wife? Everything's barumas in the Torah. Okay, Hashem is clever that way. But why would? There's obviously a reason why the wife's not written in the Torah and the other relatives are written in the Torah. And the answer seems to be there's a fundamental difference between the kirva of a husband and wife and the kirva of the other relatives. Maybe we'll see enough gemina of that without getting into all the psak halacha l'maisa. The kirva of the other relatives is based on sort of an objective scientific fact of blood relation. And that is something that's objectified in the Torah. The kirva, you know, husband and wife, there is no actual blood relation between them. As a matter of fact, they can get divorced and then they'll be total strangers. 10 minutes from now, they could be total strangers. 10 minutes ago, they might have been total strangers before the chuppah. 10 minutes from now, they could be total strangers. It is rather a existential bond, as it were, something more internal. And therefore, the Torah doesn't say, oh, it's a sort of chalos of this person because of their genealogical status. Rather, it's a person you have a certain relationship with this. Okay, I'm obviously skewing towards a certain line in the Amshel Shlomo, which we'll mention soon. And if you want to deny what I said, you could just say, yeah, there's no reason why some things the Torah says explicitly and some things are just darshit. But let's see who this krovim are, Dalet, before we get back to that lumdus. Eilon and krovim shemitavi lehem. Ishto nesua shikshera. There are two conditions for a wife to be considered a proper relative. Number one, has to be nesua, not just Erisin. We don't really have Erisin nowadays, because during Erisin, they're not yet close. They're just legally bound. It has to be Nisuin. It has to be Kshera. It has to be that they're permitted to be married to each other, because if they're not permitted to be married to each other, we don't recognize that as a proper bond. Meaning, there's an Isser Ishus Ish, but they don't get privileges or obligations from that bond. Aval Psulo, Grusha, if she's Pusel, Grusha means not she was Grusha and he married her. That's Psula. It means after they get divorced, your ex-wife, his ex-wife, he can't go to the funeral. His wife, who he marries, Be'isser, because she's puzzled him, he can't go to the funeral. Or Arusa, or during Erisin, before the Chuppah, he can't go to the funeral. Lo onen v'lo mitami lo, there's no din of aninas, and there's no heter to maskonim, v'chein hi lo nenes lo mitami lo. And likewise, she doesn't have to be mitami to him, and she doesn't have aninas, and that includes not having avelus. Okay, so that's the first one, is the wife with these two conditions. Umitami le'imo afilus chala, but his mother is a blood relative. It doesn't matter if she's kosher or pasul, even if she's a nitzchala and pasul kahuna, meaning she can't pasul kahuna after she had him. Doesn't matter. So a mother is a mother. And likewise, his kids, blood relatives, it doesn't matter if they're kosher or pasul. A relative is a relative. It's only the wife who marries kosher or pasul, then she shouldn't be your wife. But your relative, it's not a question of should or should, is your relative. So the Kohen's kids, even if they're pasul, he is metami to them, as long as they are real born people. Meaning, you have to either know for sure they were full term, 9 months, or when they're born, or they have to have lived 30 days, which proves that they are a viable baby and not a halachically classified as stillborn. Continuing. So, of course, all relatives don't count if they're your relatives through a shifcha or a non-Jewish woman, because then they're not considered your relatives, right? If a Kohen has a baby with a non-Jewish woman, he's considered a non-Jewish non-relative. If he has a baby with a shifcha, the baby's an ever non-relative. And likewise, for his brother or sister, whether they're apostle or kosher, they're related, but only fraternal brother or sister. Only for it on the father's, meaning full or half on the father's side. And again, not if the father married a non-Jewish woman or a shifcha and had them, then they're not considered his relatives. Give me a second. But if it's only a maternal half-sibling, they're not mitami. And likewise, says v'achoso habesula hakrova ilav. Meaning she has to be still sort of besula and in the family household. Meaning she can't be, not only can she be married, she can't even be meureses to someone else, then she's already out of the house enough. A filu rishul kohen, even so a kohen, is not to do with being puzzle, just to do with being out of the family house. Lo ha'nusu mafuta, and not if she is a ba'ula, even if she never got married, she's just a ba'ula through onus mafata, he cannot be mitame to her. Avo mitame l'achoso arusa, she is garsha. However, if she's arusa, if she's nesu and then got divorced, she's already out of the house. He can't be mitamei her. She only had erusin, which nowadays we don't do erusin. So when he got divorced, then she's back in the house, and he can be mitamei her. Ubogeres mukhazeitz, and even if she doesn't have physical basula, because she's a bogeres, she's very old, they disappeared, or mukhazeitz, they were lost through surgical means or an accident. Then it doesn't matter. Okay, question about that? No.
Does the Shulchan Aruch usually talk about slaves?
It's a good question, but yes. In the time of the Shulchan Aruch, there was still slavery in many places. It was before Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if there was slavery exactly where the Mechaber lived. I think there was not where the Ramah lived.
I think more in South America.
Yeah, but there were places. You know, it wasn't like nowadays where you'd say it's not halacha l'maisa. Umitame, this is l'shomeres yavam, afilim chazuk zubasi, misabla banu tehebik zubasech, leve nasha, here's leis avia. This is a fascinating din. Shomeres yavam. What does shomeres yavam mean? The Kohen's brother died, and his widow is waiting for either Yibam or Chalitza. She's not really his wife yet, but he's still matame to her, midrabanan, because she's waiting for him. She can't marry anyone else because she's waiting for him. The Rabbani can't just permit according to matame. No, they made it like a mace mitzvah. How so? What does a mace mitzvah mean? No one else will bury if the coin doesn't. Over here, no one else will bury if the coin doesn't because her family's going to say, what do you mean? You're going to get all her money, etc. You bury her. And therefore, Midrabanan, they made it like a mace mitzvah, he can bury her, and they made a low plug, even if Taka says in the Ksuba the money goes back to her father, so you say the father will bury her, he has no pines on anyone. Okay, nonetheless, the Kohen can be metame to the Shomeres Yavam. Okay, there's a few details in the Nosei Kalim here, which are... we needn't go through right now. Some of these are. I don't know what rabbis do nowadays with Thomas Kohanim in these cases. You know, like the Kohen's single sister dies. Yeah, you say, well, don't go into the funeral unless you know she's a basula. Doesn't seem like something that every family would be happy to hear nowadays. So I don't know what the I don't know what the rabbis do in practice. But certainly, you know, if the Kohen is from and asks the rabbi, then you tell him, look. You know, there's a cheskas basula. You know, you don't have to go around and be kushin everyone, but if someone's, you know, not from whatever, etc., what happened, then the Kohen Taka cannot go into the cemetery or the funeral. Kol elu shematami lehem afil shalom tzarki shomim davka letzorech. Okay, this sounds like, what words does this sound like, these two days? That Arya said earlier? Hutradoya, right? Meaning, Litzorech or even Shalol Litzorech? Right? What does that mean? The Kohen can only be Metame as needed, because he needs to be on top of the body, or the Kohen can be Metame even if it's not necessary to take care of the body. Maybe the Kohen can be Metame just because it is a mutter. So this is a machlokes rishonim. There's a tosas and psachim, even though everyone points out that the rai is not so great. But there's a tosas and psachim. We learned the first paragraph of psachim not so long ago. Or so long ago here. Not so long ago, right? So remember the case? There was the shifcha shel meitzik. This tough guy Shifcha was Itila Nefel Labor. There was a Nefel Labor, and she called a Kohen to like check if it was there or not. And Tosa said, and the Kohen did Nisra Doraisa by Nimahil over the bar. And then Tosa says, and even if it would be a Karov, it would still be Aser to be Mahil. And you could say that's just because it's already buried. And once after burial, no hetzer to Rosh Kohanim, but Tosus understands, no. Tosus understands there, because since there's no tzorech hames, you can't be nitma if there's no tzorech hames. Tosus obviously understands that it is very dehuya. So here, what about tuma shelo litzorech hames? And Tosus, to be clear, agree with Rav on the dehuya side, nope. Usser. You're not allowed to be nitma if not litzorech. If you need to bury, if you need to carry to the grave, to put on the shrouds, put in the coffin, etc. So that's all tzorech. But just stam for no reason, like the case Tosfos over there, just stam look and paskin a what became tomei, what didn't, is not a tzorech. Most rishonim, right, paskin against Tosfos that even shalol the tzorech is mutter. The Ramban, and who are the ones who, the Ramban and the Rush, Paskin, that is Mutter even Shalom Tzorech. So they seem to assume that it is Hutra. I guess this would be Shub the Shub HaKohen. Okay. Halach L'maisa, how does it seem the Mechaber Paskins?
Paskin's like majority of Rishon.
That's a simple shot because the Stam be Yishomrim. He normally needs a Paskin like the Stam. So then it would be Mutter, even Shalol the Tzarek. What says the Ramah? Ulasvar Rishon afil meslamis b'shabashi efshel akavur bo vayom shari li tamas vol lashamur kdei shalim mutl b'zayin. According to the first Svar, even if it's Shabbos and you can't do anything for the mace, it's still Mutter to be metame, to be in the room of the mace, just to guard the mace from being disgraced, from being... desecrated, or not desecrated, just guard the mace from being like sort of abandoned, you know, without any care. The Nachal Nahachri Sorechron, but says Ramad's better be my property machal like the second day. Shalol the Tamashak Lashor Kfur Lahabi Lorin Jachuchin. Tame only for the Kfura and to take care of the coffin and the shrouds. Now, the Chalach Masadim says, we don't mean here that if there's someone else who could do it, the Kohen can't do it. No, the Hetzer of Letzorech is for the Kohen to do the mitzvah of being metapel in his mace, even if there's someone else who could do it. But the Kohen wants to do the mitzvah of metapel in his mace. That's all considered Letzorech. Even Tosfos would admit that, you know, if they're, the mace has a son and a daughter, and the daughter could take care of everything, the son could also take care of everything and be metame. That's considered Tzorech, because he wants to participate in taking care of the mace. But if he's not doing anything for the mace, he's just stam, then it would be usher, and the Ramah says we should be machber. This is very controversial. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef says, v'ikar kesvor shonach in minig pashut. No, it's not nochon lahachmir. It's like the first day, like the implicit achra of the machaber. And he says that is the widespread minhag, the minhag, that is the minig pashut. However, many of the modern day achronim, you know, sort of the modern day Likutim books, Rabbi Mon and the Baruch Shulchan, etc., say that it seems like most of the later achronim were machmir, like the Ramah, that it is nachon lehachmir. But we can make two exceptions. Number one, the Peskei Tshuva, Sukkot Dalet, quotes from the Hagon Zal Milisa. What do we call him? The Chavadat or the Nesivos, right? The Rav Yaakov mi Lisa. It is Siddur Tzvila Shalom. The Siddur Tzvila Shalom, sometimes they put as the Derech HaChaim. The Derech HaChaim is like his instructions in the Siddur. They're mostly about things in the Siddur, but all kinds of things come up. He wrote, "We come up in Bechol, Mocha Liyos Beis HaMeis, Shemitzel Tam Lav Shecher, Oskim, Goma Kamal, Tzarek, Liyos Shem, Shef Shech, Tzarek, Shem Davar." He says, on a weekday, even though the Ramah was machmir, on a weekday he could be in the room with the mace, because you always might need to take care of something for the burial, and therefore he has to be around. And so he restricts the Ramah's heter to, he restricts the Ramah's isser to Shabbos, which is really what the Ramah was talking about. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkaten Ches, says as another restriction of the Ramah's Chumrah. He says, what do you mean only for Tzorach, not to guard him so he won't be mutal b'bizayon? Isn't it a Tzorach that he shouldn't be mutal b'bizayon? So apparently Ramah thinks Tzorach only means Tzorach Kvura, not Tzorach Hamis. And Rosh Hashanah says, no, Tzorach, it's Tzorach Hamis. I understand, you're not advancing the Kvura, but the mace needs to be guarded. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, to stam be in the house of the mace on Shabbos, no. That could be, according to the Ramah, that could be a nafkamina, meaning, actually, this is much more of a nafkamina. Nowadays, the mace dies in a weekday, you don't stay in the house of them for too long, because you call the Chevra Kadisha. You know, even if he dies at home. But if he dies on Shabbos, then you can't call the Chevra Kadisha until it's not Docha Shabbos. You can't call the Chevra Kadisha until after Shabbos. So you just put the mace in a room and stay in the house, etc. Then the Kohen has to be careful, according to Ramah, and according to most Achronim for Ashkenazim, not to be in that house. However, if you really need Shmirah, then the Aruch HaShulchan says, the stam be with him for no reason, and Achanam will be makalat Torah. But if he actually needs to be shomer, the mace could be zayon. I don't know, the mace is in the street, and you don't want cars to run him over, you don't want animals to come and touch him, etc. Then that's a big tzorech, and it's mutter, and halacha l'maisa, what do we do about lit tzorech? I only have red, but this is L'chora the Machaber and the Shach. This is, says the Ramah, and Rov Achronim, Ashkenazic Achronim, Nachon Lahachmir. But since it's only a Nachon Lahachmir, and you know, the Shach says that it's not even Nachon Lahachmir, the Machaber says not even Nachon Lahachmir, therefore we take the kulas of the, says, but Nachon Lahachmir, but Mutter B'Yom Chol, and Mutter B'Shabbos K'day L'Shamro M'Bizayon. And therefore, L'Maisa, the only time we would say Nachon Lahachmir like the Ramah, is if it was. Because B'Yom Chol is always potential advancing the Kura. And on Shabbos, if Taki, you need to guard the body, you need to guard the body. The only time we would say Nachon Lahachmir like the Ramah is on Shabbos or Yom Tov, if the body is perfectly secure.
So what's the Yom Chol?
To be in the same, to be home with the body until the Chevra Kadisha comes, whatever. I mean, now.
Maybe even not Shabbos.
What?
Even not Shabbos.
Even if there's no Chashas B'Zayim.
Shmira only for Hashem?
Yes, that's only mi bizayon.
And Shmira flies in the house or no? Is
so,
for Shmira in the house?
There's two meanings for Shmira. There's something we call Shmira, which that someone should sit and say Tehillim and guard the mace from Shadim, etc. That's not what the Rosh Hashanah and the Marmar are talking about. They're talking about for Shmira from actual physical bizayon.
Is there Shmira nowadays in your average house?
So
is it Shaykh?
So nowadays, if there's a mace in the house, then they should have a shomer there. You should have a shomer there until the Chevra Kadisha comes.
Why is that not the Yom Chol case? Why is that not just some...
Because that's not a real tzorech. And also, I don't know if they had this minhag in the days of the Ramah, etc. I don't know when they started this minhag. I'm not sure. But just to review... On a Yom Chol, your mutter—it's mutter for the Kohen to be with his relative in the house, even if there's no chashash bizayon. On Shabbos, it's mutter if there's a chashash bizayon. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. This is the Nesivos, the Gon Milisa. This is the Aruch HaShulchan, who's not in the Pesach Tshuva, but you can find in the Aruch HaShulchan specific test if you want to open and look. However, if on Shabbos there's no chashash bizayon, it's just what we call Shmira, the minhag to have someone there to keep the shadim away, etc., then we assume that's not called a tzorech, and it would be nachon lahachmir for Ashkenazim, the Kohen should not be in the house.
Part of it would stay in the house? I feel like they still would.
What?
Part of it would stay in the house?
I think so, because they're mechaber siyed paskin v'kula, it's not v'yishomer.
The funeral is not, it's the funeral.
What?
It's the funeral.
The funeral is, everyone agrees the Kohen goes to the funeral, that's tzorech kvura. You're participating in the process of kvura.
Okay.
a test.
We obviously define Sorech very broadly.
So then why in Shabbos do you have to define it so narrowly?
Because Shabbos is mufka from his Haskos B'meis. And that's what, on Shabbos, it's not even Meisel Mutal Fun on Shabbos, right? Remember Simon Shin Men? So on Shabbos, unless there's a specific Shash B'Zoyon, you're by definition not doing anything. It's a time for not doing anything for your mace. And therefore, unless there's a specific Shash B'Zoyon, an Ashkenazi should be Machmir. However, on weekdays, and certainly at the funeral, etc., then, no, that's part of the general process. And therefore, we're defined it broadly. I don't know what the Ramah would have said, but this is what the Achronim say, and given that the Ramah is not so posh to be Machmir anyway, we take the cools of the Achronim.
So, just to clarify this, and Sivas is saying that it's coming from the fact that something could happen during Chol that you would need to do a Tzorech HaMeis.
Right, that on Chol, since it's the time for taking care of the Tzorech HaKvura, you can be around the mace in case, you know, something comes up.
So, Mamish, the moment they die until they're in the ground.
Yeah. Now again, nowadays that's not what we do practically. So we call the Chevra Kadisha if it's a weekday, and they come relatively quickly and take the body away, and you know, do a tara and only bring the body back to the funeral. But in the old days, you know, when I don't know what they did in the old days either. All right.
Sorry. Now that it's Chevra Kadisha, you don't have the ability to do a tzor chameis because they're in charge of it.
No, I just mean practically, the coin's not going to be in the room with the mace because the mace is going to be with the Chevra Kadisha. The mace is going to be elsewhere.
You should go.
They have a building in the Chevra Kadisha. They have a building. Where they do their secret rituals. Okay. That's Se'if Hey. I don't think we have anything. Yeah, now Vav. You could, the heter of Tumas Kohanim is only until the burial ends, which is called Yistom HaGolel, when they close up the Golel. Remember, Golel, according to Rashi, meant the cover of the coffin, and according to Ravinu Tam, meant the top stone covering the grave, like the top level of covering the grave, and at least for our purposes, the Shah here in Sivkatan Yud Aleph quotes from the Bach that were machmir like Rashi. So when is it going to allow to be mutame? Only until they cover the coffin. But what's called covering the coffin? So we'll see this again. Summary shown him. Understood Rashi or misunderstood Rashi, I mean, if you put him in a coffin, you know, in the Chevra Kadisha building and close the coffin, that's Dimas HaGolel. But everyone says that's not what Rashi meant. No way. Can't be that's what Rashi meant was close the coffin in the grave. I guess Rashi was imagining a place where there's an open box and they put it in the grave and they put the lid. So for us, Rashi would mean once they lower the coffin into the grave, that's Dimas HaGolel, because now he's covered in the grave. Even if they haven't filled in all the dirt, or in Israel, once they put the body in the grave and put cinder blocks on top, one layer, that's Simas HaGolel, so that's the main Nafkamina. For Rashi, Simas HaGolel is when the mace is in the grave and there's one level of covering. For Rabbeinu Tam, Simas HaGolel is, he says, the stone they put on top so you notice where the grave is. Nowadays, he doesn't mean what we call a tombstone, that you put like months later. It means like when you fill in the whole grave and then put the dirt on top, and you finish filling the grave, the minhag nowadays that if they fill in the grave, every funeral, they add some on top to like show that's where the kever is. So you know where the kever is. So Rabbeinu Tam, it's when you put all the dirt in. For Rashi, it's when you first cover the mace in the grave. We're machmir like Rashi, that once the mace is in the grave and covered with one layer, either the coffin in America or cinder blocks in Israel, then the kohen can't be mitame to him anymore. Like, he can't then go and, like, lean over the grave to, like, see how the dirt's going in. Or he can't say, oh, I want to take one last look. Once the body's inside and covered, he can't take one last look. He can't go over the grave like Rashi.
So, Rabbanach.
Yeah.
So, like Rashi, according to this, the Kohanim can't actually bury the mace?
The Kohanim can't, according to Rashi, they can't actually, like, shovel the dirt onto the mace. According to Rashi, correct. They can't actually shovel the dirt onto the mace.
Is that a bit of a, like, reductio ad absurdum?
What?
Like, they can't bury their mace?
No, they can bury their mace. They can put the mace in the ground and make sure he's covered in the ground. They just can't finish the burial of the... They can do the basic burial of the mace. They just can't do the, like, you know, the extra steps in burying the mace.
In Shemayin Hay, mm-hmm. we talk about Yeush from Kibura. We do mention closing a coffin, just putting it in another place, not burying it.
No.
Is that related at all to Rashi?
No.
For a psychological
reason? No, not at all. The Shach there will say that's a totally different story. It is interesting. The Kohanim shouldn't actually shovel the dirt onto the mace. And I think that's what they do. I think the Kohanim do not shovel the dirt onto the mace. I don't know where Monday's firm say. What does he say here? Give me a second. I don't know where this is. I'm not sure where he talks about this. Yes, Zachariah.
For like a mace mitzvah, would we say this is like sufficient? Like a kohen can't come time to a mace mitzvah past this stage either? Or do you say no, that's he's not a mace?
That is a
wait, if it's a mace mitzvah, why does he do mile on the thing at all?
That is a he's just asking theoretic. Meaning how much can you bury a mace mitzvah? That is a great question.
Seems like a cold sword, though, right?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm not... Okay, Tzarchian. Tzarchian. We have to be ma'ayin in that. I hear your question. I hear your question. And Tzarchian. All right. Let's be eyeing on that. I don't have the answer offhand. I hear your question. Let's go to Zion then. Zion. Also, the currently Tami Lemes, Afilba Ishami Tami Lekrovov. Can the, do you say, what do they say in Hebrew? Im Kar Azkar. Right? Once the coin is Mitame for his Karov, can he also be Mitame for another mace? Or not? There are actually four shitas about this in the Rishonim. Right? Kana Kohen sort of double dip, right? The Mace Acher. So the most chomer shita is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Aser Afilu. Bozmanit. That's my new Hebrew for, you know, simultaneously. What? At the same time. Yeah. Right? Aser afilu b'sha shemetame lemeso. That is a big chumrah. Says the Rambam, even when the Kohen is carrying the coffin of his father, he can't walk over another grave of someone else.
What's his svara?
His svara seems to be, the iser is not to become tame. The iser is to be miskarev to a mace, like Rav Schechter quoted from some of the Brisker Achronim, and therefore, I mean, they weren't all Brisker, but they were all 20th century. Achiezer, I don't think we call himself Brisker. But the and therefore, he's allowed to come into contact with his relative, but he's not allowed to come into contact with this stranger, even though it adds no tuma. It adds no tuma, right? Meaning, he's no more tuma when he touches one mace than when he's touching two mace. Nonetheless, it just also to be in contact with the mace. Gerd Ryer for the Sisoda or Schechter brought down. The Ramban and the Rush, and many others,
including even the Raivid in the Bottom of the Roof of Makos against the Raivid in the Mishnah Torah, he says, no, Mutter the Shah Shemetame Lameso, but Aser Acharkach Afilu Bobayom.
It's mutter to touch another mace while he's touching his mace. Meaning, while he's carrying the coffin of his father, he can walk over other graves. But once he buried his father, even though it's the same day, he can't walk over other graves. Even though you might say, well, if it's the same day, he's not in any tumah. Right, meaning, once he's in that day, he has to wait 7 days. Even if all of a sudden, based on the rebuilt, they bring the car, do me, he'd have to wait 7 days. If he's metame again that day, it doesn't make him have to wait any longer. Nonetheless, that's considered... okay, the different svaras, but the main svara is this machlokes to Rekiva Mary Tarfon. The only thing is different yourselves who says what? The Chor of the Rekiva, but different yourselves, which is him. The Chor of the svara is because he is adding Tumah to himself. Why? Because if you remember, beginning of Sechas Olos, if I was Nitma to a mace this morning, I am now basically an Av HaTumah, right? If I touch, some cleat that's Mekabel Tumah D'Oraisa. I don't even know what anything's made of nowadays. If I touch this pen, it's a Rishon. But if I'm now in contact with the mace and I touch the pen, then I make the pen an Av. So there, I'm more like an Aviyavos HaTumah when I'm in contact with the mace. So therefore, I'm adding Tumah to myself. One could have said otherwise, but adds Tumah. He adds Tumah of what we call Chiburin. Okay, we're not going to chazer all of Taros now, but that means when I'm touching a mace, I'm metami things on a higher level than when I touched a mace a minute ago. Even though I don't add days of Tumah. Says Rabbi Tam, no. Mutter bo bayom. Once you're tummy that day, you can go to another funeral that day. You can go to another cemetery that day because you're not adding days of Tumah. But, Aser lemachar, because he adds days of Tumah. Right? After all, if on Sunday his father died and he buried his father, if on Monday he goes to a cemetery, if on Sunday, then if they built a Beis HaMikdash and they bring a Parah Aduma, he could be Tahar of Matzei Shabbos. But if he goes to another funeral on Monday, he can't be Tahar until Sunday, so he's adding Tumah.
Just for the Hebrew thing, is that he makes himself more Tumah? That's the issue?
Yes. Now, that's an assumption. You could have said he doesn't make himself in love because he doesn't make himself more Tumah, only the other thing. But they're conceptualizing Tumah Hebrew and making yourself more Tumah. And who's most Makel Shita? The Raivid. What does the Raivid say? Again, the Raivid on the Rift, in Makos, says like the Ramban. But the Raivid in the Mishnah Torah, twice in Hilchas Nezirus and in Hilchas Avel, says nope. Keva. He says even if it was 10 years ago. Ein chiyuv, or let's say like this. He says, "Kohen tamei, eino loke im nitma shug." Once you're tamei, once in your life, and the Lahore would say this even if it wasn't tamei because of his father's funeral. Let's say when the kohen was a baby. And he was in the hospital, the guy died down the hall. Right? And then once he's tummy, you're not adding any tumah. And here we have a big machlokis in the Dogamir Vava at the end of some Shinayin Bays, which I mentioned, who is also in the Pesach Tshuva there, who took on the Mishloh Melech. The Mishloh Melech says that it's mutter. and says the Domer Avavan, no, it's just Pater from Malkus. It might only even be Ulster Doraisa. So what does he mean? What he means is the Mishlo Melech, he means it's Mutter. I'm not saying Mishlo Melech passes like the Ravid. Mishlo Melech says, well, the Ravid's a Shita. For the Dogomir Vava at the end of Shinayin Beis, he says, nope, Aser Bli Malkus. No, maybe it's even an Ishtar Doraisa he wants to say, but without Malkus. He, basically, the Mishlo says, there is one Shita Yachid Rishonim who said nowadays any Kohen who's coming can do whatever he wants. And the Dogomir Vava says, there is not even a Shita Yachid like that. He just said you're Pacha for Malkus. It's still a big affair. In which case, the Ravid is not so relevant halacha l'maaseh, because like, who cares if you have Malkus or not, we shouldn't do affairs. Okay, so there is a 50% chance in the Shita Yachid Rishonim that a Kohen who's Tameh can be Nitma again. However, if you're talking about the same day that his father, that he buried his father, then it's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether he's Mutter or not. And if you're talking about while he's touching his father, then everyone but the Rambam says Mutter.
It's not too big picture, but why don't we say Allah could be a Mekal Da'aval these kinds of
things? Because this is an Avela system, it's Kohen.
Anything that's Nista Efta.
No, just because the Inhelchas Avela system of an Erech, it's a different
so
mitzvah.
It has to be,
the mitzvah of Avelos, not something that just happens to be thrown in by the Mechaber.
Does he have a Chiyav of becoming Tahor?
Does the Kohen have a Chiyav of becoming Tahor? That's a great question. I don't actually know anywhere in Shas that says that a Kohen is Nitma is Chayiv to be Tahor as soon as possible if we would have Parah Aduma. But nonetheless, it's still Aser to delay the possibility of being Tahor, according to everyone but the Ravid. Okay, let's see how we Paskin our Bosai. How do we Paskin? Zayin. Aser l'Kohen l'Istamei l'Meisa fil b'shashim itamei l'Krovav. Sounds like
the Rambam.
The Rambam. And then it continues to sound like the Rambam. A coin should make mace. Certainly, Zor cover of Sophie Kavar. A coin whose relative died. That's why Kohanim were always at the edge of the cemetery. Why? The Kohen whose relative died has to bury him at the edge of the cemetery. Conditionally, Kohen's face at first, like Tamik Rosa Hermitage of Mesuk. Because if he buries his father in the middle of the cemetery, then he has to walk over other graves while he's burying his father. And that's also according to the Rambam. That's why Kohanim were always at the edge of the cemetery.
They only have one row?
I mean, they can make another edge, and then those. Okay, once this row quantum is done, they can make another row for those quantum.
So they only have four rows.
No.
Oh, they add, you're saying.
Yeah, they can add. They just have to be at the edge then, right? Meaning, it doesn't have to be mutter for them to come near their father's grave 5 years from now. Just at the edge. They bury the edge. They walk through an empty field. And then they'll do another row, another row, another row. Yeah, 5 years later, that Cohen's father's grave will be six rows in, and he'll only be able to look at it from afar, but the Seder. That's not a halachic problem. That's the mechaber. Says the Rama, the dav kalachsher appears from meso aval ba'od shu o seif meso mutter li tamos af la'acherim. Who shita is that? That's only when he finishes burying his father. But while he's still touching his father,
that's Rama.
Exactly. So this would be the mechaber, and this would be the Rama. And apparently, no one was making like Rabbeinu Tam that the whole day is mutter. Which is again the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam are pretty clearly machlokes of Rikim Rari Tarfon and pretty clearly Paslan Gari Kiva, which is two gersos in the Sefer Sofrim, which is Rabbi Akiva says the Shach, the Bach passing like the Mechaber, and the Lavush, the Ater Zohav, paskin that it's better to be Machmer like the Mechaber. But the Madani Melech, Habach Pasay Afa Licha Aser, Chen Nirdas Mechaber, clearly, Chen Kazma Terezov, Shinoch Lahakri, as far as Zov, Madani Melech is Mekel. So adds the Shach, this would be the Bach and the Lavosh, that's the Terezov, and this would be the Madani Melech. Right, I've quizzed you a few times on that. Where would you find the Madani Melech? On the bottom of the Rush, but you have to look for it. You're not going to find Madani Melech on the bottom of the Rush.
Madani
Yontif, correct. In the first printing, it was called Madani Melech, and in the said later printings, they changed the name to Madani Yontif. No one knows why. So when he says Madani Melech, it's what we call Madani Yontif. And likewise, when they quote the Lechem Chamudos, which is like the other Hirush, by the same author, the bottom of the Rush, we call it the Divrei Chamudos. like the Maror said, because the Lama Ches, that's the Lechem Chamudas, we call it Gibber Chamudas. No one knows why they changed the names of the papers. Who wrote those Pirushim?
No, no.
The Tosas Yantar from Yantar from Heller, who was one of the real Gedolim among the earliest Achronim, one of the greatest of the earliest Achronim.
And is buried in the same cemetery as the Rama.
As the Rama. And is buried in the same cemetery as the Rama. Okay.
Famously next to the guy who refused to give any money, but they found out that really he gave out a ton of money to people.
Yesla the Holy Miser.
Yeah, Yesla the Holy Miser.
They're
it's a famous story.
Like
isn't that a Rav Shlomo story?
Yeah, it is.
Rav Shlomo stories aren't true.
Yeah, but it's actually true. These very nice, like this, like little.
It's a whole
Sarachian.
Wait, Rav.
Sarachian.
Why are Rav Shlomo stories not true?
What? Because they're all everything a hero does in any Rav Shlomo story is usher. So it's better for it to not be true. Because why would we want to believe bad things about our ancestors? Yeah. Is maybe one Rav Shlomo story I ever heard where that like the hero, what the hero was praised for, was actually not true. it's like Big Gedalia Goomber. Right?
He's not going to work on Saturday.
Yeah, you never listen to Uncle Moishe. It's a story about Big Gedalia Goomber, and basically every song about Big Gedalia Goomber is about how he was Machmer Naftim Yachal Shabbos for Pikoch Nefesh, and how proud we are of him. I'm telling you, if Rabbi Chaim was alive in the days of Uncle Moishe, he would have collected all the cassettes and burnt them. And he wouldn't have waited for the book. My childhood was traumatic. They played all these anti-halachic songs. And then when I got older, I met Rav Shlomo and he told me anti-halachic stories. Every story. Okay, whatever. Right? You name me one story and I'll tell you what's us through there. Anyway, but certainly it's us to, like, be mean to people and tell them you don't want to give any money and insult everyone and be cheap and set a bad example for everyone else and be a secret tzaddik.
So then why is the Tosas Yom Tov buried in the back of the cemetery?
Don't
catch your passport.
Weiter. I didn't say any chidush. So I'm sorry for wasting your time. Anyway, weiter. We were on Sif Zayin. Okay, Halachal Maisa. Halachal Maisa. How do we... Halachal Maisa. How do we Paskin? Halachal Maisa. Halachal Maisa. It's not so clear how we Paskin here. The Shach leaves it a little bit unclear. Lemaisa, it's not such a big nafkamina. Because what's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is, can he walk over other graves on the way to his father's burial? Father's not that guy, I just mean relatives. Now, but everyone of the two possible opinions agrees he can't walk over other people's graves on the way back from his relative's burial. So either way, he has to bury him at the edge of the cemetery. It's sort of hard to...
private helicopter.
It's sort of hard to like to be Matami on the way to the burial, but not on the way back from the burial. Anyway, Lemaisa, the Badi Ashulchan, Paskins Lakula about this, the Geshra Chaim, says Re'e Sham, etc. He does not give a clear hachra, and he seems to lean towards the Ramah. You could say that maybe the Shach also seems to lean that way. Lemaisa, the Geshra Chaim, he doesn't really say. He ends with look in all of the Achronim, but then it sounds like he is Machmir, because I'll mention one last thing. Lemaisa, I think we should be, I think Spartans should certainly be Machmir. Lemaisa, I think Ashkenazim should also be Machmir. And I think the minhag, from when I've been to funerals of Kohanim, the Chevra Kadisha, the minhag of the Chevra Kadisha, at least the ones that I've been at, is to be Machmir this way. You know, A lot of Achronim are Machmir, like the Mechaber, against the Rabbah. B, just practically, you know, it's hard to tell the Kohanim that on the way they do one thing, and the way back they do something else. So Lamaisa, it's proper to be Machmir. However, the Geshra Chaim quotes from the Yavetz that that's talking about, like, touching another mace or walking over the grave of another mace, etc. But let's say you go to a funeral home. It's a big funeral home, and there are two rooms. And this funeral in that room, that funeral in another room. Most funeral homes aren't so big. Then the coin's allowed to go in. If there's an ohel, and he has to be with his mace, and there's another mace in the same ohel, then that's not considered to be doing two different things. That's not matter.
Said that?
The Shelos Yabetz, quoting the Geshur Chaim. The Geshur Chaim, you might have a new one with new pagination, but it's certainly going to have the same chapters. Perek Vav, Chelek He, Seif Ches. In the name of the Shelos Yabetz, or you can find the Shelos Yabetz in Chelek Bei Simen Chafav. The Bar Yishlochan, everyone else also quotes the Shelos Yabetz.
I was wondering, in Israel, I've noticed that cemeteries usually very much specifically have a box, I guess, around where the mace is in most Israeli cemeteries, with that, whereas in American cemeteries, you really could really be a masupah, because it's not always completely, you know, as in the area where the dead person is not always completely covered by something. So would be it possible to be more makil in Israeli cemeteries? Because you do have a real, like, good idea.
I mean, the coin could just walk between the graves and not...
I think...
It's not practical.
Is it really not practical?
What? There are paths, but the paths are between the section of the cemetery. Within each section, the paths are very narrow, and then there's like 100 graves with no paths. The paths are very narrow. It's not... The real estate is at a premium. Okay.
Also, do we have, like, the Dalet Amos restriction? Like, can it be Dalet Amos?
Yes, the Geshur Chaim says you have to be Marchik Dalet Amos. Okay, that's not so posh, but that's what the Geshur Chaim says. So Lamaisa, the minhag is that the Kohanim basically go with the funeral procession to a new grave at the edge of the cemetery. I don't mean the edge of the whole cemetery, the edge of that section of the cemetery where there's a road. You know, there's a path that's like this wide, and you have to squeeze through on a road. There's plenty of room. So he goes on the road of the cemetery, like where the cars might drive, up to the section of the cemetery, which has narrow paths and graves, and they bury the edge, and he stands nearby, and he is Marchik, Dalet Amos, you know, certainly once there's Simas Gomel, he has to be Marchik Dalet Amos.
You said there's not much of an Akhmina, would it not be, but again, assuming like the Rambam to be Mikkel, that,
take one path in and the other path out.
No, I was going to say, it goes in, and before the Simas Gomel, then it comes back out. Meaning,
yeah, but he can't cross over other graves on the way out.
No, but before Stimus HaGolel,
then
like, pause the.
Before Stimus HaGolel, he can't be Matami to other Mason. Only according to Matami can, not according to the Rabban of the Rush. Once he's not touching his mace anymore, he can't be Matami to other Mason.
So, but there's still Osik in that mace.
But it doesn't matter. The heter of the heter running around there is only not while he's osik, while he's metame, while he's touching his mace or carrying his mace or in the room with his mace.
You get stuck in the
middle of the cemetery. Metame lemeso, not b'shasha osik lemeso. What if he's stuck in the cemetery? Then
buried him there.
Then that's a fascinating question. Once there seems a goal, it's so different than his mace and any other mace, so he just runs out of the cemetery as fast as he can. What?
Doesn't help.
No, because he's still yeah. It's quicker to run it. Okay, fine. Okay, just don't do that. Okay. Continuing. I think that's all we want to say about this. Se'if Ches, this also is a tricky se'if for when you deal with non-from families, etc. Kohen Shapir Shavos Midarkei Tzibur. Kohen HaMasoros Eina Matamid Lehem. That's all a das. A Kohen whose father or his relative left the ways of the tzibur, like for example, he betrays Jews to the Goyish persecutors, or Harugei Bezdin because they were Shayim, or someone who commits suicide. So this means anyone there's no Chiyuv Havelos, like someone who's a Russia, you know. So generally, we're pretty make on definition of Russia nowadays. Over here, with the Moscone, it's a little tricky. You know, when are you going to say someone's a Russia? When are they not? You know, are you going to stretch every Tinuch and Ishva to say no one's really Russia nowadays? You're not to Moscone. it's not not so pashut. These very sensitive opinion. I don't really know so much what, like, you know, what do? You have a from family, they're Kohanim, and one member of the family is off the derech and dies. Not such a crazy case. Or whatever, Kohen Bal Tshuva, and his father's not from, and his father dies. According to the strict letter of the law, it sounds like the Kohen should not be Metameh for the Levaya. I don't know, you'd need a judgment call. When you come with the heter. What?
Is it Shiva and everything else?
So for sinning Shiva, it's not a chashash minister d'oraisa, so we go say everyone's a tino shinishva, etc. I mean, except for egregious cases. And all, how about all the Avodas Moladas? All these excuses we say for Avodas Moladas, we're not a minister d'oraisa to Thomas Kohen because of that. So these things get very tricky. Sometimes you have to know when to say something and when to leave people in ignorance because, you know, Motu Shu Shogun, etc. The Velola Sofik, and not to a Sofik relative, because that's a Sofik issue to Raisa, Gon Shisarif, Vlad of Vlad Chaverto, Sofik and Testu, is that they mix up two babies in the hospital, or a woman got remarried without waiting 3 months and we're not sure who the father is, or any other Sveikos. Okay, some people argue, but we don't hold that way. Well, basically, a Sofik relative is Usher.
How would that be Sveika? Because it's Sofik going, right?
No, no, it would be a case where we know he's a Kohen, we just don't know who the other guy is. We know the live guy's a Kohen, we don't know who the dead guy is.
No, I'm saying we don't even know if it's actually a real kahuna. I'm saying that's something, he's actually a real kahuna.
No, because we're generally not makel. We assume our Kohanim are Vade Kohanim.
We don't view it as something Kohen.
No, I mean, again, even the Chumrah, we don't really, meaning... Okay, but it could be for limited chumras. That's it. I mean, the Chazan Ish Paskin that's in the Beis HaMikdash nowadays, our Kohanim could go into Avoda. Ah, they said you couldn't do Avoda if you're not a Kohen Miyochas. That was only B'de Epshar. Nowadays, B'de Epshar, because we don't have a Kohen Miyochas, so we stay by the Iker Din D'Oraisa that are Kohanim and Vade Kohanim. I'm not saying everyone agrees with the Chazan Ish, but that's the majority opinion. Okay, Tess, Eino Kohen Metameh Le'Ivim Menachai Me'Aviv Lula Etzem Me'Atzmo Sov. There's a lot of restriction in the Heter of Thomas Kohen in here. The Kohen can't be metameh to his father's Eivor Min HaChai, father's all Avdavka and all these things, or to like one bone from his dead relative, or gathering the bones. In the old days, they had a minhag, they were buried in one place, gather the bones, you bury them, or for some reason you have to gather the body, it's Usser. Afal pi, Sheha, Shidra Kayemis, even if the basic spine, the skeleton is intact, Choshmin of Kolshu, even if the body's missing a Kolshu, Afilu Munach Etzlo, even if that culture was next to the body, let's say, you know, I don't know, one finger fell off the body, and it's lying there right next to it, but the body's not intact. There's no heter of Thomas Kohen if the body's not intact, only if the body's intact. Only if the body's intact. Okay, this is... this is in the Gemara. The Gemara says only if the body is intact, and the Rambam...
Where do we learn that from? Why does it have to be shalim?
What?
Why does it have to be shalim?
Because there's a... there's a reboy of... I think it's from Le'aviv, but Le'aviv, and we darshan Le'aviv Shalim, because otherwise it's not his real father, it's a changed form. Now, of course, how do we know to make that drasha? We're not going to get into that now, meaning, you know, you need more hesber than that, but it's a drasha d'oraisa. The machlokus is the Kobol Kotzer Shlomi Yevra says, even if the father was chasser when he was alive, if it's not a full body, there's no tumah. But the Ramban and the Rosh and the Torah say no. It means if it's not the same father who was alive, because at the time of during or after death was chasser. But I don't know, if the father amputated his leg 30 years ago, or 30 minutes ago, doesn't matter, and then died, then that's the father. You know, you take what you can get. That's who he is. So the Mechaber says Yesh Mishomer, but he doesn't. It sounds like he's passing this way because he doesn't explicitly say Yesh Mishomer Acheret. That if he was Chatz Mechayim, that's who he is. That's his identity. His identity is what he was a second before he dies. But if he dies and then it's chaser, then that's not the same identity as the person who died, and it is usher. Rav Moshe sounds like he's a little machmir on this in Siman Reishon and Aleph, but all the mainstream achronim are mekel like this yesh mishomer in the Shulchan Aruch, that as long as the body is the same as it was before he died, the kohen can be metame yesham shem mitar lahard and the chaser. Some people say if someone was killed violently, even if the head was chopped off, they're chaser. Say they were killed violently and nothing was chopped off. You know, they were shot with a bullet and the bullet's still inside. So nothing came out. Nonetheless, that's called chaser, because the injury is called chaser, even if a piece didn't come off. That is the Yesh Omrim. The Rama adds, V'nochon le hachmir. This is a machlokas. The Urcha Shulchan says, no, we're not making that. It's not a good, it's not a good svara, but the Geshur Chaim is machmer, like the Ramah, that's called chisaron.
Is there any chashash that while the body was in the coffin and it got shuck around, that...
No, we don't assume that. The last Pesachei Tshuva here discusses that if it looks shelling from the outside, we assume it's still shelling. Agav, Pesachei Tshuva here, also points out something obvious, that a Kohen is not allowed to metame to an Eiver Min HaChai of anyone, including himself. Let's say a Kohen needs an amputation. Generally, you do an amputation for Geruch Nefesh, so it's mutter. You're not supposed to do amputations for fun. Let's say a Kohen has an amputation, and they amputate his leg for Pikuach Nefesh, obviously. He's allowed to be in the room with his leg when they cut it off for Pikuach Nefesh, because Pikuach Nefesh, otherwise, there's a reason, otherwise he'll die. But he has to ask them to take it away, far away out of the OL as soon as possible.
But we had a few mini watts of shalim leg, you could still technically put it back on, so is it not Eiver Min HaChai yet?
No, Eiver Min HaChai means it has enough flesh that if you put it back on, it would regrow. That's when it's metame. That's when it's metame. If there's no flesh, it's not metame.
Get a transplant.
But I'm saying
what?
That leg could be put back on. No
transplant, or is that metame?
The Eiver Min HaChai is metame like a mace. If you could put it back on, it and you haven't yet put it back on, can a Kohen get a transplant? The assumption is, even if you transplant, first of all, a lot of things you transplant are not actually a varim. Although, on the other hand, there might be a Kazayas Basar and he's touching them or something, or an Etzem Sor and he's touching them. The assumption of the poskim is that once you translate something to a living person, it's no longer mace or Eiver Min HaChai or anything. It becomes part of him and loses its tuma. So then it would be okay.
But they bring it into the room.
Ah, but how about when they first do the transplant? That's a good question. So can a Kohen get a transplant? If it's not for Pikuach Nefesh, then obviously he can. You know, he's getting a kidney from a dead person. Okay, but they're not doing it for fun. They're doing it for Pikuach Nefesh. Can a Kohen get a transplant if it's not Pikuach Nefesh? If, after all, he's undergoing Toma, so it would really not be so... it would be usher unless, you know... But you have to get into the nitty-gritty details. Like, not every part that you would transplant is necessarily... Like skin transplants, there is some ambiguity about whether skin is metame midoraisa or not. And therefore, I mean, not really even. It seems like skin is only metame midorabanan, in which case then there'd be more to be made, even was mikoch nefesh mamish, it was a medical need. So lemaisa, these, you know, kol mikre, I would say legufo. But most transplants are for pikuach nefesh, so it's not a shayla.
Well, in a lot of cases of terror attacks or soldiers, the Kohen can be metame by their kid.
So, what would they really do, lemaisa? They would do an outdoor funeral, and the Kohen would stand someplace where he's not metame. You know, what do they do if someone's killed in a... Let's say killed in a way, they're clearly chaser when they died. Chaser, the moment of death is for sure chaser. Chaser mechayim, almost everyone's mako. But chaser b'shas misa, or afterwards, is for sure no heter. It's a drasha from the, I don't know the time of mitzvahs, but it's a drasha from the pasuk. So then what would they do? They would not have a funeral home. They would do the funeral outside. They do the funeral outside. As a matter of fact, I was at a Levaya. I was at a Levaya, unfortunately, this year, of a soldier in my local Beis HaKfaris, which has a building, and they didn't use the building. Yeah, but I don't know if they were Kohanim or not.
Also,
they could be. See, I don't know if they were Kohanim or not. It could be they just didn't use the building just for crowd control, whatever.
I mean, also
the far different numbers than usual.
Kfar Zion has a Kohen room.
That's true. Kfar Zion also has a Kohen room. But a lot of places have a Kohen room nowadays. It's becoming more and more popular. Kohen room means they have a room that's not in the same ohel as the main funeral parlor. Because there's a wall in between them, but they make the wall of glass so you can see, and they put holes less than a tefach in the wall so you can hear. So the Kohanim could have the advantage of seeing and hearing the funeral nicely.
And you have a microphone in there, so going.
That's no kunz, without being metame. Anyway, okay, what would they do? They would probably just do an open-air funeral and tell the Kohanim, don't step near the graves and don't step right near the coffin, and then it wouldn't have to be so noticeable. Okay, Shin Ayin Dalet, the very end of Hilchos Tomas Kohanim. Mitzvah is Tamos, Le Tamos Lemeis Mitzvah. What is Meis Mitzvah? Meis Mitzvah is, Zach, when you get a chance. Meis Mitzvah means, is a bigger heter than a relative. Meis relative is, okay, it's good for the relative to bury relative, but if he doesn't, someone else would. Meis Mitzvah is, if you don't bury him, no one will. Mitzvah is Tali Thomas Lace, Mitzvah Filu Kohen Godol, Vin Nazir, Vin Holik Lishkot, Pisco, Volumulus, Vino, the Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Raise that, me, Tommy, Lord, the more darshan from this, even if it's the worst Holik thing in the world, not only is Kohen, he's going Godol, not only that, he's a Nazir, not only that, he's going to miss the Mitzvah of giving a son of Bris Mila and the Mitzvah of bringing Korban Pesach, which are both Kharis. I don't mean he'll get Kharis, he has an excuse, but they have Kharis. Nonetheless, Meis Mitzvah is Docha pretty much everything in the Torah. Meis Mitzvah is Docha almost everything in the entire Torah, because like the ultimate, covenant of Rios. And the Kohen is Mitami for him. What's a Meis Mitzvah? Ein Nekar Meis Mitzvah L'Nzelem Kein Matzah Rosho V'Rubo. First of all, it's only called a Meis Mitzvah. It's not like the Kohen Berry's relative has to be Shalim. Meis Mitzvah just has to be Rosh. And just to be Rove, technically, what? Just to be the Iker. The Iker of a person is Rosh over Rubo. It has to be the majority, including the head. If you have the majority without the head, it's not a real person. If you have the head but a minority, that's not a real person. It's not a full person. But the Rosh over Rubo counts as the Iker of the person. And not only that, if you find Rosh over Rubo, and then if you find Rosh Aruba and then you find other limbs also, you can also bring a Tommy to bury those other limbs and sorry step to the Rosh Aruba. I'll point out one thing Rabbi Kiva Eger here points out. Even if the coin's not burying, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Betosos, etc., Dafilotat Mechamel, Tilfilotilchim. Let's say the coin can't bury. Why can't the guy? The coin's a weak guy, it's hard ground, he can't bury. The mace. He just physically can't. But the mace is in the sun, which is causing the body to rot, and he can drag it into a cave where it's cool and it's shaded. That's also mutter. So even if he's not doing the whole burial, if he's protecting the body, preserving the body, that's also included mace mitzvah until someone else can bury. Gimel, he said, mace mitzvah, what's the hagdara of a mace mitzvah? Shemotzova derech over Yershal over the kachabim, finds it in the highway or place of going to Ein Lo Kovrim. There's no one else to bury. We makam shemitzoh in yochol likros Yisrael she ya'aneu v'yavetapel bo. It's called, you call and no one answers. What we say, that means that when the Kohen finds his Meis Mitzvah, even if he shouts, there's no Yisraelim, if there's other Kohanim, doesn't help. There's no Yisraelim who can go l'tapel l'kavro, who can bury the mace. Basically, if there's no one else to bury the mace, that's called, nowadays, it's pretty rare to have Meis Mitzvah, because we have cell phones. The Kohen. Besides the fact that, let me just point out practically, the din of Meis Mitzvah is Meis Mitzvah Kana Makomo. The Meis Mitzvah, Chazal, given the right to whatever land he's in, and the halacha is you bury Meis Mitzvah wherever you find him. I don't care where it is. Nowadays, if you find a Meis Mitzvah and you bury him where you find him, you'll probably get arrested. There are laws about this, you should call the police, etc. But in any case, it's very rare to have a Meis Mitzvah nowadays because we have cell phones. So just call Yisrael and say, okay, I'll stand Dalamas away and watch him. Until Yisrael comes, how long did it take Yisrael to come? We have cars. So the Shul will be there in an hour or two. One person I know actually had a case of Mis Mitzvah. It was unfortunately in the Lebanon War. A Kohen was fighting, and his friend in his unit was killed in action, and in the middle of Lebanon. So if he leaves him there, then no one's going to bury him, and he can't call someone else because the middle of a war. So he had to bring the body back to Israel because it was a Mis Mitzvah, and no one else could bury him. And there was no one to call. Once he got back to Israel then it was no longer Mes Mitzvah, then he could just call and say, come, whatever, we got to know exactly where. But that was the only case I've heard nowadays of someone who actually had a Mes Mitzvah in normal civilian circumstances. Then it's very uncommon to have a Mes Mitzvah nowadays, but it could still happen nowadays. Lowly.
Mes Mitzvah applies to non-Jews?
Mes Mitzvah only applies to Jews. Only applies to Jews.
You should ask it if it's Jewish.
What?
You should ask him if he's Jewish.
Ah, no, they discuss if you don't know if he is Jewish or not. That's the Ramah here. In any case, also the laws bisham lanichon, the Kohen's not allowed to leave and abandon the mace. Afilu lechli or lavi kovrim. Again, which I'll be first helpful. The Kohen can't even leave the mace and go to the city to get Israel because who knows what will happen meanwhile. He should bury him on the spot and be if the Yisrael close enough by that he could shout to them and they'll answer on the cover and come bury him, it's not a Mes Mitzvah because they're Yisraelim to do it, but you call them and they come. And if the townspeople come, if there's enough people in the townspeople, the Kohen withdraws his hand, meaning the Kohen goes away and does not help. There's a Rishalmi, which sounds like the coin's allowed to be Tommy and the folks who are Mace Mitzvah till the Mace has enough people in the funeral to be Mechabed him according to his Torah status. But we assume we don't pass like that Rishalmi, and the Taz here is Machriya, like the Rokeach, and we agree with him. The Taz in Sivkatan Aleph says, there's enough people to carry and to bury, then he's not a Mes Mitzvah. If it takes three people to carry and bury, and you have three Israelim, he's not a Mes Mitzvah. Even if it's not Mechubah to have three people, it doesn't matter. It's only for the physical needs of carrying and burying, not for comfort, is how we paskin. And then the Ramah says, the Ramah says, Yeshua Ramayna Moshe Shigur Rak Bisachar, Eno Chayiv Lisko Mishalom Tame Im Yurza, Yeshua Ramayna, he paskins, if Yisraelim are mean Yisraelim, they'll only do it if you pay them. The Kohen doesn't have to pay them, the Heter of Mes Mitzvah. Why? Because the Kohen doesn't have to pay to bury a stranger. Once the Kohen doesn't have to pay, then no one else is willing to bury him. No one else is willing to bury him, he's a Mes Mitzvah. This Rav Shlomo Zalman learns a general principle from this. If I don't have to pay for something, then even if when I don't pay for it, I'll end up having to be docha and isser, I still don't have to pay for it. Right? For example, I have food for Shabbos. The next guy's dying and he needs food on Shabbos. I don't have to give him my food. I can eat my food, and then we machal Shabbos and cook for him, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Why? Because I don't have to give up my money to avoid causation of a situation of the chiyas iser. I can keep my own money and then let the chips fall where they may. Obviously, I can't do it in a way to make money or to save my money. If the coin lost money, he can go to a cemetery to retrieve it or to save it. But if I have the right and you don't have the right, I can keep my own money, and if then an iser needs to be nidcha, then the Yisr will be Nidcha. That's the Rosh Hashanah said as a general principle, and he learns it from here. Mason into leading the Akum who Yisrael who Aslim Basaru and Samsha and Yeshul and Nucha Lomar Kavukavuk Metzal Metzah. If you don't know if the Mason is a Jew or a guy, so you don't know if the Heter makes Metzah, you go by Rove. Second paragraph of Baba Basra. You don't go by Koro Rove, even if their Jews live closer than the guys live, than Gaim live, but if there are more Gaim in the area, then you go by the Rove, unless the case of Kavua. We're not going to get into Kavua now, and then it would be Kemetzah al Metzah. And the coin would not be allowed to be a tame. Dalit. That is the end of the halachos of Kohanim. Now we're starting the Iker Hilchos Avelos. Dalit. Kol hakrovim shakol mitame lahem shame aviv imo no bidu ba'ach ve'achoso me aviv hapsula ve'ishto, the seven krovim. And remember, father, son, mother, father, brother, sister, and wife, except that the sister has the wife also has conditions, right? She has to be Nesua and Kshira, but the sister has two conditions. The sister has to be Vesula and not married. Not in the real world. The sister has to be Basula and not married.
Oh. So she's married and she's not a Basula?
No, she could be an Arusa and a Basula and he can't go to her funeral. She could be a Basula and a Basula and he can't go to her funeral. Yes. Okay. In any case, Odotzifolim, but Midrabanan, they added more people for the Chiyuv Avelos than you had for Thomas Kohanim. Achiv Me'imo Vachos Me'imo, Bein Besula, Bein Nesua. They said, even though it's only from the father's side siblings, they added siblings from the mother's side. And even though it's only single Besula sisters, they added all sisters. Okay, it's a bit of a chlokus. What about a sister only from the mother's side who is married, like two steps away? We Paskin, they just added everyone. Every brother and every sister. When it comes to Avelos, you don't need any distinctions. Every brother and every sister. V'achosu nesume ovev, shem sablim, afbi she'en kohen tam lehem. U kishem shem is avol ishto kach mizvel salav. And just like a husband is avol for the wife is avol for the husband. Just because we never discussed the wife being metami for the husband, because Kohanos have no Isser Tumah anyway. So just pointing out, just so you won't make a silly mistake, you know, when it comes to Avelos, the husband and wife are equivalent. The Davke Ishto Kshira Nesua. However, the two conditions of the wife, it has to be a Kosher marriage, a Mutter marriage, and it has to be Nesuin, those apply even to Avelos. In Erisin, there's no Avelos, because they're not close yet. And if they're not allowed to be married, then there's no Avelos, because that marriage is not a proper marriage. If my brother's not allowed to be my brother, my brother is a mamzer, and my father, I don't know, married Gilui Arias, whatever. It doesn't matter if he's allowed to be your brother or not. It's a blood relation. It's not an optional thing. He is my brother, right? It doesn't matter if any of my other relatives are allowed to be or not. But if my wife's not allowed to be my wife, then we shouldn't be married. We should stop. We should get divorced and stop being married. In which case, that's not considered a legitimate relationship, and there's no chi of Avelos. Avol psula or arusa lo. Avol b'no b'to b'achav achos. Avol b'lim psula m'sal leim. Chutz b'no b'to achav achos. V'shivcha v'kusa she'im s'avol leim. But other relatives, it doesn't matter. Kosher, apostle, mutter, us, or everything. A relative is a relative unless they're only a relative through a non-Jewish woman or a shivcha. Like, because then they're not considered a relative, right? If I married a non-Jew and had a kid, that kid is not considered my relative. If my father married a non-Jew and had a kid, that kid is not considered my sibling because they're not Jewish. But assuming they're Jewish, then all relatives are the same.
So in terms of the wife, it's not only is the right, a marriage is the rabbanon, I'll zero.
What about a iser rabbanon marriage? What?
Someone's two wives.
What about Hirin Ben Gershon marriage? Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine that Hirin Ben Gershon is going to be. It's an interesting question. Okay, Turkey, I don't know how that happens. What if someone stam marries an iser rabbanon? Someone talks about that, right? Who talks about this? Maybe not. Not a question that comes up all the time. I don't know. A few fascinating details, though. What are some fascinating details? Number one, how about the Pesach Shuvos Gan Beis, quotes a big machlokes. What about Shomer's Yavam? Someone's brother died, and then they have a Yavama. And then, either the brother-in-law or the sister-in-law dies, so they have to be mizavel for each other. That's a b'gachlok. Zeh chronim ar minig is no. You know, Allah chadivar meik l'avel. The most fascinating question is the discussion of the second half of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger here, he quotes a famous Yam Shel Shlomo. The second Yam Shel Shlomo, Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Sif. What if the husband-wife had a fight? Again, if I fight with my brother and I say, I'm never going to talk to you again, doesn't matter. both blood, you know, he's objectively, scientifically a blood relation. If I hate my father and I want to kill him, doesn't matter. He's still a blood relation. But what if a guy decides he hates his wife and wants to divorce her? Meaning, again, marriage is different than all the other relations because you can undo it. Right? But he hadn't gotten around to it yet. Famous Yamsha Shlomo says, based on Rashbam in Baba Basra, that Eina Masabal Aleha, and then the base mayor, he quotes, look at the base mayor. The base mayor argues with him, it's a big machlok sachronim. Famous Yamsha Shlomo says, if the guy plans to divorce his wife, that's mafkia bikirva. Again, because that kirva is more existential than scientific. And therefore, there's no avelos lechor in both directions, I assume. Here, it's not so clear. Does that apply nowadays? What if he wants to divorce his wife? Chassam Sofer says that only applied in the old days before Chayav Dei Gershon, because he could divorce unilaterally, and once he decides, it's as if it's almost done. But nowadays, when you can't divorce unless both parties agree, therefore, even though the husband decides to divorce his wife, who cares? She didn't agree, so they're not getting divorced. So they're stuck with each other, so they'll have to learn to live with each other. Although, what if they both decide to get divorced? They just haven't gotten through the courts and the paperwork yet. Then maybe, you know, maybe even the Chassam Sofer would agree that there's no avelos. But the Gesher Chaim, Kultur Kiveger as is, sounds like even nowadays. Once there was a decision to divorce, maybe that is mafkia, the closest to the relationship. It means she's still an ish, but maybe it makes her a little more like an arusa. I mean, that's what the Rashbam seems to think. She becomes more like an arusa. Still an ish, but those rights and responsibilities that come from closeness might not apply, or at least the rights. This is a little tricky, because what does it mean to decide to get divorced, etc.? What?
It's like at the end of getting, right? He's an ishalach. If you're in that sugya, then you're probably in this sugya too.
Yeah. So this is a very tricky case nowadays. What happens sometimes is you have couples. Let's say the couples are in the middle of the divorce. They just haven't. It takes a long time to get divorced nowadays. Meaning the bezdin takes
over
the bezdin takes a little shorter time than the civil court. But the bezdin also takes a long time. A long time compared to the case of the Gemara, where they have to make a gzeira that a Kohen's get should take half hour to write, because most people get divorced in 10 minutes, and they wanted to stall the Kohen for half hour to make sure he got time to rethink. Compared to the Gemara, divorce takes a long time in bezdin, and even nowadays, once in the civil courts, the divorce takes a long time. They don't always rush through bezdin. Once we know we're going to be in court for a year, so they don't necessarily rush bezdin. Let's do it in a month. They say, okay, let's do it over the next year. So it takes a while to get divorced nowadays. So what about in this case, if it takes a while to get divorced and one of the spouses dies? Generally, the other spouse doesn't want us to shiver for them. They're like, who is this? You know, either who is this terrible, ganav, murderer, evil Nazi, etc., etc., or best case scenario, who is this person who maybe is good for someone else, but I can't stand the thought of, and I can't stand being anywhere near. Best case scenario. So it would be painful for them to sit shiver for them. So then we rely on this Yamsha Shlomo, and we say, okay, you have a patur from Shiva because of this Yamsha Shlomo based on Shabbat Baba Basra, that once the decision to divorce, that's mafkia, the krova I love. And it's more like an arusa. And again, the Yom Shol says for many halachic purposes, it would be like a Yerusha, an Arusha of Dini Mamonos also. I'm not getting into Dini Mamonos now. And we're Mekel, or sometimes you have cases of Aguna, right? Let's say the wife's been demanding a divorce for 5 years, and the husband is mean and doesn't want to give a get. She already has the ace, she's divorced in civil court. The husband just refused to give a get, so and then the husband drops dead. So, meanwhile, she's making a kiddush for all her friends that she's now a pnuya. But we're going to tell her to sit shiver for him because they're technically, halachically still married. So, no one tells her to sit shiver for him. We say the Yamsha Shlomo. Once she already went to civil court and got divorced and said, I demand a get, is non-negotiable, even though he's not agreeing to give a get, that still the relationship is over. And we say that she does not have to sit shiva. Okay, this is none of this is so pasha, because the Amshul Shlomo has multiple reasons. Maybe his reason is just because once the husband wants to give a get, nothing can stop him, and here's something stopping her. But he also says, no, part of it is because it's about your heart. Like he throws into the end, if you look inside the Amshul Shlomo, he says, and how can you be misabel for someone who your heart's not in it? And then he says, oh, what if you hate your brother? Right? What if you're, you know, what if you hate your brother? So he says, well, first of all, even people who hate their brother, they still know they're flesh and blood. Well, once you're divorcing your spouse, you're not flesh and blood anymore. And secondly, he says, okay, well, maybe there's some halachic little plugs here. So I'm not saying anything is very, very clear, but the minig is that when there's a clear case when they it would be painful and negative to sit Shiva, then we don't sit Shiva based on this Yam Shel Shlomo. Sometimes there might be other svaras not to sit Shiva. But again, that's not going to help. That's only for spouses, not for kids. Let's say the son divorced his father. I mean, there's no such thing, right? The father dies, he still sits Shiva. Sometimes sensitive things come up, and we discussed this once. What if the father's abusive, etc.? And it would be, you know, very painful for the kids to sit Shiva. Then the Tabla Hakol there is meet in Russia. Meet in Russia, and you can't say Dinim Shanishba because all parts of society think you shouldn't do this, and there's no part of society that told you you should.
We're
not really choshish for Doraisa. Okay. Anyway, these are complicated topics. Hey, Hagershin is Gayer who vulnerable Evergen Stacker who be emo Amos Abel Zelze. Good in Gershin is Gayer emo Amos Abel Alehem. A Ger who converted with family or an Evergen Stacker, which is Allah equivalent family. They're considered Kitushan Ola Dami. They're not related anymore, and there is no Avelus. There's no avelos we're not halachically related, such as converts. There's also no avelos if you're adopted, because that's not a halachic relation. Okay, what do we do in that case? We'll get there. But there's no chiyav avelos. There's no chiyav medina avelos in this case. And even the gerah converted with his mother. Why? Because like the mother's a more vaday relationship than the father, for reasons that I won't explain now. And therefore, midrabbana, there were those are certain dinim on a ger converts with his mother. Just as a gzeira unto Jews, because, you know, the bond is so clear that maybe just the gzeira, and there is a machlokas, but there are gozer, but midrabbana and avelos just unto Jews. And we paskin know. Basically, we pass avelos to Rabbanan, and therefore, why would they ever be gozer to Rabbanan and Rabbanan? And therefore, when it comes to converts, there's never a chiyav avelos. What do we do with Choel? We'll have to get to that. After meandering around, we won't even meander. After quickly escaping from Sevkov. The Gemara says, Kol Mishem is Abel Lov is Abel Imo. Remember, we had the same thing by Kriya. Anyone who, it's not really true anyone, but anyone who someone's misabel for, they're misabel with, and mace lo mace. It's called second degree relatives. If Plony's relative is sitting Shiva for his relative, and Plony sits with him. What does with him mean? With him means if someone's father sitting Shiva for their grandfather, if the father's sitting Shiva for the grandfather in Milwaukee, and this person's in Detroit, then he doesn't do anything. But if he's in Milwaukee with his father, and coming in and out of the house, then he has to sit Shiva with his father. So you sit Shiva for the second degree relative if you're with the bridge relative, the in-between relative. Not go to front of only if he's in his presence. Well, shalom of him starts to avelos. But if you're not in his presence, then you don't have to give avelos. Chutz mi ishto sha'afish v'zabel olei v'zabel ima el avio al ima mishum kvod chav v'mechamoso v'al achia v'achoso obno obita me'sha'achrein v'zabel ima v'mechamakam in yochol l'kofel iskashir v'lichol limzo lo akos l'tzil omidu l'erchot honi yod v'ragla v'chein hi v'zabelos imo el shemes chami yo chamosa v'al shar krov v'shemes einu v'zabelos imo, and we'll see in the next sif, likewise the other way, meaning it's only someone's misabel with their brother for any of their brother's first degree blood relatives, and likewise everything else, but for someone's spouse, they're only misabel for their in-laws, for their father-in-law, mother-in-law, because there's an inyan of kavod. Their brother-in-law or sister-in-law or stepson or stepdaughter, I think that's the right phrase, dies, then they're not misabel with them. Because if it's marriage and then blood, unless it's parents, where you have chiyuv kavod, that's too distant.
But why wouldn't a gershonist guy instead of the kavod from there?
So, no, because halachically, we say you're chayav to mechaved your father-in-law and mother-in-law, but we don't say you're chayav to mechaved a stranger who used to be your father before you converted.
But did kavod?
Yeah, midin, an extension of kibud av'eim is your father-in-law and mother-in-law. But there's no extension of kibud av'eim to your father, and then you both converted, and now you became unrelated.
The kavod is kibud av'eim. It's not a kavod of just like these people who are deserving of kavod. It's
they're deserving of kavod as an extension of kibud av'eim. I mean, a lot of people. You know, what if someone's wife's brother deserving kavod because he's a really, really special person and a big hero, etc. Okay, that's not it. It's only because of respecting your elders. When I was a kid, we still had this idea of respecting your elders. Nowadays, it's not so popular anymore. When I got married, I called my parents and my in-laws every Friday to wish them a good Shabbos, because that was the proper thing to do. When my kids get married, I call them every Friday to wish them a good Shabbos, because that's the Yiridas HaDoros. Seder. Says the Rambam, Yesh Omer, however, da idna nogin lahakel bavilos de shalmas ablim mo de ain ze elemi shum kvod hamas ablim. Nowadays we're making, we don't do this halach anymore. It's beforeshed in the Gemara, but we don't do it. How can we not do something that's beforeshed in the Gemara? The answer is because here's the chakira, and this is also going to answer Aryeh's question. The chakira is here. You have the mace is the grandfather. And here's the Ben, who's the son, who's the Avel. And here's the Neched. Right? The Neched has the Skiv in the Gemara to Mr. Avel when he's in his father's presence. But who is this Chiyuv Lehis Abel Im Aviv? But he only has to be potions of Chakira, it's not a hard Chakira. Is this a chiyuv that he owes his father, or that he owes his grandfather? True of which it is.
Father.
Why?
Because he only has to do in front of him.
Because he only has to do in front of his father. It's not that he owes avelos to his grandfather, because then he would do it even if he was in Detroit. He only does it when he's... So clearly we say it's a chiyuv to his father. If so, it's not a chiyuv, meaning... It's a chiyuv klape hachai, not a chiyuv klape ames. If it's a chiyuv klape hachai, then what can a chai do? A chai can be mochel, says the Ramah. Yesham de idna nogin l'hakav avil social misablim mo de inza el mishavkot misablim. It's only for the covet of the intermediate misablim, of the in between relative who's alive. V'achin nagu kulam limchol. Nowadays everyone's mochel, even though it's a din in the Gemara. It's a din on l'chaver din in the Gemara. The grandson, this guy owes his father to sort of join him in mourning for in Avelos for Zaidi. But it's a debt he owes his father. And nowadays everyone's mochel. Why is everyone mochel? I don't know, because like it became weird to do it. So everyone's mochel. No one wants to be weird. And therefore, everyone's mochel, and we don't keep this anymore. So nowadays we don't keep it. Not only that, whoever is machmer and still says, no, I want to be very firm and do what it says in the Gemara, is acting weird. Is acting questionably. Meaning, because at once, why? Because once everyone's mochel and you do it anyway, you're making a joke out of the avelos. If you do avelos that's not makobel, you're making it into a joke. And therefore, it's negative. It's not even neutral.
Even if the person, even if the middleman, the bridge relative says, I'm not mochel.
It's an interesting question. Like, what about batla daito etzel kol adam? I would assume it's batla daito etzel kol adam because it really makes it into a joke. However, Mikol Malkum says, Rabbah, Nagusha kol krovim esam sum leges. The minhag Ashkenaz is that all the krovim, not just second degree relatives, anyone who's possible edos, which can even be third degree relatives, even cousins who are third degree relatives, married sasamilos ba'athan, they do a little avelos kol shavur rishon, and I don't know how Shabbos or rishon, but only the first week, not the 7 days of avelos, only the first calendar week till Motzei Shabbos. Meaning, if Shiva starts on Friday, it's only Friday and Shabbos. If Shiva starts on Sunday, it's the whole week. That's a minhag. You can't ask why. It's a minhag that they do a little, a tiny bit of it, not Shiva. Not full, a little bit of Avelos till after Shabbos. And what is this Avelos? She'enam rochtzim, they don't bathe. Ve'ein mishanim tzas b'dayim from Mishar Shabbos. They don't change some of their clothes to Shabbos clothes. They only put on partial Shabbos clothes, not all their Shabbos clothes. Ve'yeshukom shenok ol lahachmin yonar achirem and other people of other places, of other men, ve'ikim v'shem yisabdi. The ikim is what he wrote. That's the ikim minim. Chol zeh b'shmo krov v'shar yidim zeh mitzah. Mitah v'ol shmo choka in l'avelos v'akim v'al. This is all shmo krov, they heard within 30 days or they were at the burial. And the shmo choka, if they hear after 30 days, then there's no inyan for the other relatives. Okay, now here, this is a big debate. There's tons of details in all the notes that Caleb here. However, all the Mandi Achronim write, we never saw anyone actually keep this minhag of the Rambam nowadays. They all write, I never saw anyone keep this minhag. Now, what do you do with that? So, the article book quotes from... quotes, it depends from who. He quotes from Moshe, who says, well, yeah, we never saw anyone do this nowadays. We don't have this minhag anymore. It used to be the minhag, but now it's not. The Hartz Fields, it used to be the minhag, but now it's not. Then he quotes from others, the Gesher Chaim quotes it all. Most of the books quote all these minhagim, with all the notes I can't and I skipped. However, I've never seen anyone do it. I've never heard of anyone do it. Shut Betzel HaChachma, now we're at the Betzel Stern, the brother of the Bear Moshe, the different singer from Bar Park, he's with Tal Stern from Australia. He says, I never seen anyone do it, but you know, who am I to say it's not the minhag anymore just because I never saw anyone do it? You know, I can't overrule what it says in the books, but other posts can. Rav Moshe, not in the Igros, but the published in a journal, says, yeah, it's not our minhag anymore. Rav Pesach Frank says it's not our minhag anymore. Rav Moshe, in his Sefer, says it's not our minhag anymore. Lemaisa, it's not our minhag anymore to do this Ramah. We just don't do Avelos at all for second or third or other degree relatives, and therefore we can skip all the discussion. No Sekelim here, because it's not our minhag, so we won't get into all of the details. It's not our minhag. However, there's still sensitivity, meaning the second degree relatives shouldn't do things that are inappropriately happy. You know, they should use their common sense. They shouldn't go to unnecessary partying in a way that will be considered inappropriate in society. But Lamaisa, if you just follow your common sense in society, then the non-close relatives don't have to do anything.
Would it be against, let's say this minhag, let's say the only chair available in the room in the Shiva house is an extra Avelim chair. Would it be, like, more appropriate for
the... Oh, nowadays, that would be the worst thing to do, because we consider it to be like Ayin Hara, and Psichos Pelosatan. No one should ever sit in the Avelos chair. That's, like, very... What do they call it now? Is it bad luck?
You should never sit in the... Bad juju. Bad juju.
Yeah, you should never sit in the Avelos chair. I know there'll be some, like, you know, I'm an Indian rationalist who's going to hear this and go straight into the next Avelos chair he can find. Just
the Avelos chair is bad luck. Should you just sit up on the ground?
What?
Since the Avelos chair is such bad luck, should you just sit on the ground like the real Bala?
No. I guess you heard me mention you. You shouldn't do something that's matmiyim. That's what I'm talking about. Don't do something that's going to look weird to people. So if the grandson goes and sits on the Avelos chair, that's going to look weird to people. You shouldn't do it. I'll just end with one thing. Someone who wants to be misabel for someone who they don't have to be misabel to or wear black clothing. Nowadays, Jews, only Christians wear black clothing for mourning. I don't know if Jews do it anymore.
Beginning of the war.
See, they did. What?
At the beginning of the war, all the garments all were in black.
Really?
It was weird.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In any case, if you want to be misabel to someone you don't have to, you can. Just be mechabed them. Now, all the Nosekim said, hold on, that's a stira to earlier. He said, it's masmiyim. He says it's inappropriate to be misabel when you don't have to. How come when it comes to the second degree relative says inappropriate misabel once the minhag is not to? But then he says, carte blanche, anyone wants to be misabel for the whole world, just go ahead. It seems like a bit of a stira, and everyone asks this stira. Everyone asks this stira, starting from the starting from the from the Shach, and there are many, many different answers, and I'll tell you why I think that there's not such an afkamina of the answers. What are the different answers? Here we have both are on Siman Vav. Min ha-masmihim. But on the other hand, what does it say at the end? Ein mochim biyado. We don't object. You could do what you want. You don't have to. How do you resolve that? Stira says the Shach, this is Em Yis'abel Rakhnefonav. If you do it only in the presence of your relative, when nowadays, even though it's in the Gemara, nowadays not the Minhag, that just looks funny. This is Em Yis'abel Legamrei. The Shut Rush, quoted by the Ber Heitev, it's similar to the Besamim Rosh of the Rush quoted in the Peskei Tshuva, except the Besamim Rosh is a forgery, and the Shut Rush is real. He says that the Rush says, no, this is Avelos Gemura. And this is Miktsas Dine Avelos. Yeah, if you do all the Dine Avelos, that's inappropriate. Like, I'm as much of a devil as you are. No, you're not. If you do one or two Dine Avelos, that's just showing sadness and kavod. That's just showing sadness and kavod. That is not inappropriate. Those are the two main answers. Lemaisa, since it's just a matter of appropriateness, let's get back to what we said beforehand. What about the converts and the adopted kids, etc.? What's the meaning nowadays? So, someone's adopted. As a baby, he was adopted, and this father and mother raised him his whole life, and now at 120 came, and he's going to just ignore it. Say, not my problem, not my business. It's not or maybe the Gershon is Geyer, right? The Gershon is Geyer, his mother his whole life, whatever, and it's just a technicality. So what are the minig nowadays is? The minig nowadays is that we should shiva anyway, I'll smach the end of the Ramah. And we don't have to worry whether it's appropriate or not appropriate. Everyone knows it's appropriate because you really are a close relative. It's just a technical problem. Or rather, emotionally, you are a close relative. It's just that you're not yichas-wise a close relative. But therefore, lemaisa, the minig is to sit shiva. The minig is nowadays sit shiva when it would be appropriate based on the relationship, even if technically it's not a halachically recognized relationship. It would still be inappropriate. Someone's next door neighbor passed away, and they say, "Oh, I'm as sad as you are that your father died. I'm going to sit also." No, that's what I was mean. That's making fun. That's making a joke out of it, even if his intention is sincere. But he's an idiot. But if someone says, I have a brother who's the biological kid, not the adopted kid. I'm going to sit the same as you. Yeah, that's not making fun. That makes sense to people. That's not an amasmiyim. That makes sense to people that they should sit the same, so they don't have to worry about either of these. The Shach would bother because doing Avelos Gemura, even though the Rush would say don't do Avelos Gemura, Lemaisa, they don't have to worry about the Rush because they're doing something that's appropriate. And therefore, that's the Minhag. The Minhag is some people, even if their parent didn't convert and dies, sometimes they sit shiver for them. That's not, that's more depending on his situation, but sometimes they do it also, and that's also okay. It doesn't say only if he's Jewish at the end of this Ramah. Maybe even if the parent is still a guy. I know people who are converts who set shiva for the guy's parent. The Ramah didn't say only for Jews. Although, I wouldn't say that's what everyone does. Because sometimes people convert, they don't have such relationship with their guy's parent. But, a guy who's like, there are people with crazy stories. He converted, he's a big tzaddik, very firm now, and all the credit goes to his goyish father, who like supported him through it and encouraged him, etc., and just didn't convert himself for whatever reason. Okay, so sometimes they feel like they should be Zabal, that's also okay. The one restriction, and with this we will have to end, the one restriction, I won't go through all the nosekele of things Lemaisa is Rabbi Akiva Eger. The end of Rabbi Akiva Eger says, however, you can only be Mis'abel for someone who's no chiyov lechumra, not lekula. Meaning, the Aval doesn't wear tefillin the first day, you still have to wear tefillin. The Aval's usher in Talmud Torah, you still have to learn Torah. And that's a very big thing. How much Torah does everyone always learn? Maybe they can learn more cotton, whatever. But, and he says, even Tashmish Shemitah. say the guy's misabel for someone, but it's not a halachic obligation. His wife wants tashmish. Then he, you know, she has the right, and he can't be. So you, it's, but it's very few details. And you know, in my sef, the guy learns a little mission every day, and he knows it according to the rush. I'll just one more sif, just because it has to do with this, and it's not a local. I say emes abel and a krov shabel lane, because this is referring to the minhag that no one does anymore. This is in the back in the days of the Gemara. This is not before the Gemara, but this is the Psak and the Rishonim. Back in the days of the Gemara, a guy is only misabel on a with a relative, with a blood relative for his blood relative. Like, he's an abel with his father if his uncle died. He's an abel with his father if his grandfather died. He's an abel with his son if his grandson died, but not for their spouses. You don't have to be misabel with your brother if your sister-in-law died. You don't have to be misabel with your daughter if your son-in-law died. However, especially the exception is, do have to be misabel with his father if his stepmother died, or his mother's stepfather died, because that's also kibbutz, right? You have to be mechabel your father's wife and your mother's and your mother's husband. But in any case, we don't practice these things nowadays. Okay, we are a little behind, but we'll have to stop here. And again, there's no Shir Sunday. I will be away. Quick scheduling.
Scheduling.
Yes. Monday, we schedule Shir next week for Monday and Thursday. Because Tuesday's Yom HaTzmaut, and Sunday I'm away. Monday, there is a very, very encouraged gross trip to Har Herzl during the break, which is not going to get back by 3 o'clock. So I'm offering the Chavirim a vote. Would you rather have Shir just at 4:30 or something on Monday afternoon after we get back from Har Herzl? Or would you rather have Shir Wednesday, Thursday next week? And just learn on your own Monday and then not have to worry about the scheduling, etc.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Any votes?
Monday.
After Shir.
What?
After Shir?
Yeah,
after the trip.
After the trip?
After the trip.
After the trip,
I'm
Monday.
I'm neutral.
Okay, after the trip Monday. So we will have Avila Shir after the trip Monday. We have to figure out the exact time we're really going to come back. Let's say...
let's say the trip overrides. Let's say it goes past 4:30. Well, then we default like Wednesday.
Let's say... he said we'll get back between 3:30 and 4, which means between 4 and 4:30. Let's say 4:30 on Monday afternoon, we will have Shir. Someone put out in the group. Shir next week is 4:30 Monday and 3 o'clock on Thursday. And again, I apologize that I'll be gone on Sunday, but I will see you here at Hashem on Monday.
I mean, it's a very technical issue.
Call to.